This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
So I've just spent the last 5 minutes watching Victoria's Secrets models sprint down a runway in 2013 because Callum and Dave wants to look at them.
And I need to go.
Reply.
Ashley is near to back me up, and I was forced to watch this misogynistic. Making women dress like nothing.
For the one more tune winner today, Dave chose My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark by Fall Out Boy. And I said, did you know that Taylor Swift did a version of it at the 2013 Victoria's Secret fashion show? So I was like, let's go and watch it for the song.
For the song. We closed our eyes. Song.
Sorry, what are you talking about? I was staring at all those beautiful girls and their beautiful bodies and their beautiful outfits.
A very, you're making, what do you call them?
Derogatory remarks.
Stop looking at the women aren't just there for your gay.
Yes.
Sorry, they're fucking Victoria's Secret.
They're not, they're just, they're still people.
You're
it's backfired real quick.
I just need a break for a
moment. How does it feel? It's two against one. Normally, Dave, you're always outnumbered by the women.
I know, it's kind of fantastic.
Yeah,
it's very good.
This kind of sucks.
Radio Awards tonight. Best luck to Emma Nolan for being up for music presenter.
Woo! Second year in a row.
Here we go. Yeah. This is your year, man. And if it's not, honestly, get off the show. It's embarrassing.
Hackia. No, I'm excited for it. What are we actually up for? Sorry.
I don't know. We're for Radio Moment of the Year.
Yeah, we're up for three. There's two for Swaptember.
And that's very much Dave's situation.
Well, there's one which is the overall Swaptember package, which was all three of us.
Yeah.
And then there's one that is digital social innovation, which was Daystream Day,
which I was in fuck all of, which was perfect.
Yeah.
Question then, you know the way if we win the one, say if we win Swaptember.
Yeah.
So obviously poor Ashing isn't here, but me, the three of us will go up. And who else?
I'd say that's it.
You.
It was just the show thing.
And then what about if it's Dave's Dream Day? Is it three of us and Connor from social?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I'd say we all just go up.
Yeah. They're on another table.
If you think you're involved in the entry, I'm going up for yours.
I'm not going to win it, so that's not going to happen.
And then we're up for, which is like, we haven't spoken about this on the show because we very rarely speak about the actual awards and stuff. We're up for Radio Moment of the Year, which is like, it's a different trophy. It's one of the most prestigious awards at the event. There's like three or four big ones. Local Station of the Year, Music Station of the Year, National Station of the Year, and Radio Moment of the Year.
I don't think it's national. I don't think it's national. I think it's a
full service.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But basically, the Radio Moment is all about like that moment on air that was like magic and like real special. So to win that's like huge.
So we did a portal funeral.
For example, I've won that award once before, which is
Matt
great
Damon,
to have,
wasn't it?
Which was the Matt Damon interview because it was such, it was one of the biggest moments. It got global recognition.
So did the portal, to be fair.
But that's the thing. So did the portal, but it's up against all these serious things of news and things.
Yeah.
And there's us saying, turn it on.
Every single other thing that's up for the Radio Moment of the Year that's not the portal is the same story. It's all the same story. It's really really hard hitting journalism. And there we are with RIP the portal. Well,
yeah, I went to Lidl and bought €14.50 worth of flowers.
Yeah. We said it was actually, this was all your idea, Callum, in fairness. When the portal was switched off, we said we'll hold a funeral for it. Do you remember the hype around the portal at the time?
Yeah.
And we literally walked down there. Ashling wrote like a eulogy. We all screamed up the portal or turn on the portal. And for some reason, BBC News was writing about it.
That was crazy.
It was in American press as well because it was in New York, wasn't it? So the NBC and stuff were talking.
Tell me this, in the entry then, did all those clips from those newspapers go in?
Yeah, you can submit a supporting document. So there was links.
Wow. I was wrong, by the way. It's exposing exploitation for LMFM. It's Stardust for RT Radio 1. It's Who Cares for the Carers on News Talk. And it's Why Me on LMFM. So it's like a lot of hard-hitting journalists.
Yeah.
And a lot of like tough stories.
Yeah.
And then there's us just having the crack.
Oh, lads. I just...
if you won that, it would be muted celebrations because Stardust is so hard, of course, it's insane.
But even if we got silver or bronze, it'd be cool.
That'd be
a little titter of a
ball. Yeah, of course.
And Spin 103.8, the portal's funeral. Crickets.
Yeah.
So you watch the tumbleweed go.
Awkward.
I don't even want to go up and collect the
awards. Oh, no. Good point, fuck. All right, talk to you
good
Monday.
Luck.
Have a good weekend.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley in the morning.
Three, two, one.
Morning. winning.
Lads, we did it.
It's Friday! Yay!
Well done, everybody. Yay! Well done. Thank God.
Oh, there's something in the air.
Long week, that.
There was something about that week. I enjoyed it. But God, it did feel like the weekend was just not going to arrive.
It really did.
We're
really
here.
Did feel like that.
Get through work and you're free. Hi, Callum.
And let's just say morning to Aisling Bonner.
Oh, yeah.
Hi,
morning, Aisling.
Hi, Aisling.
Oh, she's very quiet today.
She doesn't like working in October, guys. Aisling's at wedding number 2 in a 7-day period. So stress for her today.
Very
not
stressed.
Only going to a wedding, emceeing a wedding.
Nice.
Wouldn't we like her?
Yeah.
I enjoy Fridays in this place because I actually implemented in my own mind frame a rule that does not exist in the company handbook that Fridays are casual Fridays.
Emma, what am I wearing?
A tracksuit.
What have I not worn in ages?
A tracksuit.
Ah, here we go.
Have you ever seen me come into work in these?
No, I haven't. But they look like they have paint on them.
Yes. So they are my joggers that I wear when I have fake tan on and haven't washed off yet because they're covered in bleach. Isn't that sexy? These are my...
That's gas.
I clean the bathroom in these joggers and I wear my fake tan in these joggers and now they are in Marconi House this morning for all to see. I think the spots of bleach actually add to them somewhat.
See, I like when Emma wears a tracksuit because it makes me look...
Feel better.
Yeah,
I get
a little
it.
Bit like I belong here too.
Yeah, I get it.
Earlier on in the week, 98FM had Micheál Martin on there.
Yes.
Today, we looked like scumbags.
Yes, but we got Perry Edwards on.
Yes!
And you know what?
She ranks better than Micheál.
Yeah. Amen. What's the crack?
So I want to tell you this. Gordon Ramsay, he's made a bit of an unusual move, right? He's applied to basically the trademark office for the word idiot.
And
which I feel is a bit much.
Idiot's just way too widely used.
It
I think
is.
If you want to trademark something, it's like an expression or a roll of the tongue that you individually use
I would
more
agree.
Often.
Yeah. The reason isn't entirely clear, but it's obviously most likely to do with this idiot sandwich thing after the incredibly famous meme that made rounds in 2015 and the fact that it's an option featured on the menu at his Bread Street kitchen and bar restaurant.
Mm.
So if you don't know what the meme is I'm talking about, it originated from a sketch, which I actually only found out this morning. I thought it was a real thing. I thought he was doing one of his kitchen shows and he puts this woman who's not doing a great job as a chef or head chef or something, and he puts her face between two loaves of bread and he's like, "What are you?" And she's like, "An idiot sandwich." And she's like, and he's like, "Yes, exactly." And that's what it's become very famous for.
Right.
I thought that was a real thing and I was like, it's crazy that he just thought of that. Yeah, exactly. Mental. But no, it was a sketch. I didn't realise it was a sketch. It was on James Corden's like Late Late Show, Hell's Cafeteria was the sketch.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
So I always thought it was real. It's not. So he wants to trademark the word idiot because of it, because the clip has been seen millions of times. An expert basically said that it may seem like an odd decision, but it's actually quite smart because the term idiot sandwich is one of the most distinctive creations by Gordon Ramsay. And trademarking it ensures that no one else can use the phrase in connection with a product. So like if they want to basically make merch or anything like that, they can't with that word.
You can't say this is an idiot can opener.
Yeah, basically. I
don't mind that.
That is the
if
vibe.
It's in connection with the product. But more like you can't take the word idiot off it. We all love it.
No, we can all use the word idiot and like we could all say the same catchphrase or whatever, but it's just we can't like make merch off it.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Which is a bit odd. He isn't the only one trying to protect unique phrases. The producers of the Great British Bake Off trademarked Paul Hollywood's The Hollywood Handshake.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Have
yeah.
you seen The Great British Bake Off?
Yeah, I used to watch it during COVID at that time.
Paris Hilton did the same with her famous That's Hot phrase during the height of her career. So here are some other phrases that I feel like people should trademark, but as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, they're not trademarked.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey's alright, alright, alright.
Amen.
No, you know
I mean? Have no issue with that. Trademark's away.
Exactly. Cardi B did try to trademark Okay.
No joy.
It didn't go through.
Maybe because it's not a real word.
Yes, I think she should trademark. Because I just like that sound.
It's more fun.
It's great. Oprah Winfrey should trademark. You get a car. You get a car. You get a car. I think that'll be good. Kate Winslet, paint me like one of your French girls.
Mm.
That's used so often.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
You do think of her every time you say it.
Exactly.
Somewhere in your head thinks of her, yeah.
Leo DiCaprio, speaking of Titanic, I'm king of the world. You know when you go onto a boat and you go to the very front and you hold your arms out and you go, I'm king of the world, you should have to pay Leonardo DiCaprio something.
I do that in a kayak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is a little bit of a niche reference, but Derek Mooney on Winning Streak.
Oh, go on.
Bye.
I forgot about Derek Mooney.
So did I. And I was like, what are some Irish ones? So Derek Mooney on Winning Streak saying bye.
Oh, well done.
Other Irish ones, Eamon Dunphy. He's the guy.
He's the guy who ran away and left his wife for a young one. That's what I want. Trademark. Kanye, I'm going to let you finish, but I think that would be a good one. Ronaldo. Sue.
Absolutely.
How has that not been trademarked? Do you know when Darren Gary, he does her Zublin?
Yes, yes.
Do you know
it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. I think that's very good.
D-Z-A-Y.
And then last but not least, I don't know why this isn't trademarked, because I would be straight to the trademark office. Oh. 10 siblings. Tommy Bo, get yourself to that trademark office.
So good. And producer Callum Shepard for being like, last one.
Last one.
For now.
That's good.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We do have Perry Edwards, former Little Mixer, on the show with us after 9 o'clock this morning. Really looking forward to chatting to her. For now, though, a funny day ahead today in the sense that we have this work event later on. It's in Kilkenny and it's really glam. We were talking about it a lot this week. So the prep for the guys and the girls is kind of next level. So at the moment, I'm sitting here in joggers that are covered in bleach because I don't care if they get destroyed with the fake tan that is stuck to my body and hasn't been washed off yet. So today looks like this for me, and I don't think I'm going to be able to just be like, until I say I walk into the reception later.
Yeah, it's going
to be my hand.
Even for the lads, like, it's going to take a full almost 12 minutes for us to get ready. That's a lot of time, you know.
Until I literally see you guys later and clink glasses with you, I don't think I'll relax. So we're on air here, obviously, till 10 o'clock. Producer Callum can get out of my face with extra work today. I gotta go, pal. Stuff to do. I have makeup at 11. That takes a good hour. But here's the thing. I told you on the show already that this week is funny for me because tomorrow I'm going to Spain. And then next week when I get back from Spain, I won't have a chance to get home either because I gotta go straight to Waterford for this event. Anyway, a lot of packing was going on last night and moving bags around. And what needs to be in which bag.
But you are a woman about town.
No, honestly, this sucks.
People to see and places to be.
But I got a few bits online for Spain, right?
Mm.
Hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it's due to arrive today.
Okay.
So I was due to have hair close enough to makeup, but I had to ring my hairdresser and say, is there any chance you could push me back an hour? Because in between the hair, the makeup and the hair, I got to get home and hope that delivery's arrived and pack for Spain and finish that job and get that into the car.
What is the thing you ordered for Spain?
For Spain, I got a beach cover-up.
Okay.
I got two tops and I got a flowy skirt.
So it's not massively necessary.
Yes, it is, Dave.
Is it?
I need my beach cover-up for my holiday.
What is a beach cover-up?
It's like something that if you're popping into the shop and you're on the beach, you can put it on.
Oh, like a sarong type vibe.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a dressing gown vibe, but obviously not warm at all. Yeah. Anyway, so that all has to happen. But in the meantime, in that hour and a half window I have between the two appointments, I have to pick up a prescription from the chemist. I need to ring them at 9 o'clock to be like, guys, please get this ready. I went looking last night to pack it and I was like, there's nothing left there. I have to shower my tan off without touching my face because my makeup will be applied.
Oh no.
I can't get any splashes on the face.
How are you meant to do that? Is it like a shower cap for your face?
Someone needs to work on
that. Be careful about that because that you might suffocate. So
no, don't do that.
Yeah,
maybe with holes. Might turn a hose.
Yeah, holes.
Yeah, good though. Whatever.
No, holes wouldn't be great.
So I'm hoping to just kind of hose the shower in my hand and just kind of hose myself.
Okay.
There is a little bit of a broken, what would you say, hole in that thing, and then one little gust of water comes out the top. So I'd have to manage that rather than having a big black eye before I even get to the bloody Kilkenny. Anyway, Grant, then we got hair, hoping that everything has worked out with the three bags for the next week here in the car. Then last year at this work event, these awards, I fell asleep at 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
and
I
haven't heard the end of it since, and I'm not allowed to do that again. So I have to figure out a nap situation when I get there. So I'm thinking of building a fort in the hotel room because obviously I can't smudge my face into a pillow with the makeup and the hair done.
I remember this from last year. I think you had the same problem. You
I
were like, how do I nap?
How do I sleep? How do I sleep? So I'm thinking of like rob all Michaela Hayes' pillows off her bed for this because we're sharing a room and just build like a three pillow on each side situation.
Yes.
Two around my face.
Like a throne for your face.
Maybe. And then I'm thinking of bringing like my airport or my flying cushion for around my neck and kind of maybe just pinning it to the top of the bed so I can't roll my face.
Oh my God.
So when I see you clinking a glass at you at around 6:30.
That'll be the first time you've relaxed.
Today.
Oh my God. Well, as I said, we don't have it easy either. That 12 minutes is going to be painful.
We don't have a lot to be worrying about in the grand scheme of things, do we? But
don't forget the dicky bow. Oh, because so stressful. That's it, actually.
I feel like crying. You're on spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Do you know last weekend when I went to the storehouse?
Yes, you did.
Very first time. And it was kind of bizarre being there because I was felt like I was the only Irish person there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, it is for everyone can go there, but it was mainly Americans.
I know I've said this before, but I really need to explore my own city. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy how many things
it's
haven't
class.
Done.
It's good.
I walked into Trinity College for the first time last week.
That's so bizarre to me. Like, I've gone and like just walked by myself in Trinity.
I know. I said that to you guys off air. I was like, I've never actually walked through Trinity. And you guys were like, what?
I just
and
can't believe that.
I literally left the show and was like, I'm going to walk into Trinity. Did a lap and came out.
Isn't it gas?
Sorry, go anyway.
But no, but I think the store house took like 2 hours or something. Like, we stayed there for a while. But now, I was on a date, but then I came home and my housemates are like, we're going to go on Saturday.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm like, for God, that's so unfair.
That's so typical.
I'm actually kind of fuming at it, to be honest. But I'm also like, I'm a bit of a trendsetter.
Well, you're obviously a bit of an influencer. You've influenced them. But are you going to go again?
No, I'm not going to go. It's for a 30th birthday that our maid is 30. So they were all going to go to the storehouse and experience that. They were going to go for lunch after. And I was like, you know, I'll just meet you later on. Because I've done the storehouse. I'm a bit of an expert.
Sorry, that's kind of cool. So they're going to go for an afternoon and then do it in the day. I imagine it was a nighttime thing.
So they're going to go for like 1:30 or something.
Class.
Like that.
Class, good view of the city and all that.
Honestly, that's what I thought. Because when I went, it was a little bit dark. And I was kind of like, the lights were nice and all.
Yeah.
But like, I couldn't really see much. Do you know what I mean?
I'm actually going to the storehouse for the very first time on Friday week because there's an event on there.
Am I an influencer? What's going on?
I think you are, because it's so weird when I saw this online.
What's the event?
It's basically a preview for Other Voices Festival.
Oh, class.
So they're like teaming up at the storehouse and they're having like some of the bands and performers doing
that's
like
sick.
Kind of a launch, I guess.
Yeah.
And I was like, literally, on the back of you saying it, I was like, sign me up.
It's class.
So that's, I think, today week.
Nice
one. So
yeah. You're going to have a blast.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This week on the show, we are celebrating the launch of the show that it's got everybody talking at the moment. It's The Penguin, and you can stream it exclusively with the Now Entertainment membership. New episodes every Monday.
Yeah, it's a deep dive into the mind and backstory of one of the most iconic Batman villains as we follow Colin Farrell's transformation from unassuming crime boss into The Penguin.
We have a little game to play because we're dying to give away, and we're going to do this in the next few minutes. A 2-night stay for two at the 5-star Gotham Hotel in Manchester.
Exciting.
Flights from Dublin and travel allowance all sorted for you. And the minimum someone will walk away with this morning is a 3-month Now Entertainment membership. So we've got to talk to both Aoife and Jamie this morning. Aoife, you're on line one. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Are you excited for the weekend?
Can't wait.
What's any plans?
I'm going to relax tomorrow, but I have a friend's 30th birthday tomorrow night.
Oh, very nice.
What's the plan? Where are you going?
Out in Drogheda. West 79 is where we're going to start.
Ooh, very posh. Far from West 79. I was raised, I'll tell you that much. That sounds very nice, Aoife. And what about today? What have you got before your weekend starts? Are you at work or what?
I'm just on the way to work at the moment.
What do you do?
I work for an airline.
Oh,
so I'm
very cool.
Near Dublin Airport.
Amazing. Yeah. Very cool job.
Good on you. Okay,
all right,
we
stay there.
Got a chat to Jamie. What are you doing for the weekend, Jamie? Have you got an exciting birthday party?
I'm going out though.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Where are you going to go?
Probably into the Dublin city centre.
Mm. Into town? Yep, very nice.
Yeah. That's so funny. There's always those random weekends where it feels like everyone's going at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a weekend where it feels like everyone's having a quiet one.
That's true. I feel like it's also payday for a lot of people. Not payday, but like almost just like it was just payday last week or something like that.
Yes, I get that.
We've been exploring the Gotham Hotel where you'll be staying if you win our end of the week prize. Behind 9 of the hotel doors, Aoife and Jamie, you will find the Penguin. You don't want to find the Penguin. What you want is that winning door. If you find that winning door, you'll win a 6-month Now Entertainment membership and you'll go in that draw for that trip to Manchester. If you don't find the Penguin, then you will go away with a 3-month Now Entertainment membership. So we're all good. You'll win. You'll go away with something, which is good.
Listen, Aoife, you were on first, so pick any door between 1 and 10 there.
Number 3, please.
Number 3.
Are you serious?
Aoife, congratulations. You've already won. And Jamie, you don't even get to choose a door, and I'm so sorry. I hate this. I hate when that happens. But Jamie, you're not going away empty-handed. You got a 3-month Now Entertainment membership so you can stream The Penguin.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, Jamie. Aoife, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've won a 6-month Now Entertainment membership and you're in that draw to win that trip to Manchester.
Yeah, so I would keep your phone in your hand, Aoife, because that draw is happening on the show.
Great.
Amazing.
Thank you so much.
See you, Aoife. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good luck. Right, so we've got Aoife added into that list of qualifiers along with Sarah, Edward, Darren and Dylan.
Okay, cool. So we got to make that call and get a winner on this. We'll do that just after Ariana Grande.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ariana Grande and We Can't Be Friends here at Spin after 9 o'clock this morning. Perry Edwards joined us on the show. We are looking forward to that.
Exciting.
For now, though, it's time to do the business. We've been telling you all week we wanted to give somebody a gorgeous experience. the ultimate Gotham experience, if you will, a two-night stay for two people at the five-star Gotham Hotel in Manchester. Because we're celebrating the release of The Penguin, which you can stream with a Now Entertainment membership.
Yeah, so we have our qualifiers.
Yeah, we do.
We have line 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
We got Sarah, Edward, Darren, Dylan and Aoife.
Okay, let's make that call.
Hello.
Hi, Dylan. It's Emma and Dave here at Spin. How are you this morning?
Hey, Dylan.
How's it going?
What's
the crack? How are you?
We chatted to you yesterday, I believe. Didn't we, Dylan?
You did, yeah.
Okay, amazing, very Dylan. Good. We're just
getting our players lined up to do this draw to win that trip to Manchester.
You were telling us yesterday, Dylan, you work late nights, do you?
I do. I'm still here now, actually.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
What time are you finishing up at?
I'm about to walk out the door, so it's not too bad.
Okay, time did you start last night?
I started at 5 last night.
Okay, God, that's a long shift, 14 hours.
Remind us again where you work, Dylan.
15 hours even.
I work in a homeless hostel.
You work in a homeless hostel. And are you about to start your weekend?
No, I'm back in work tonight.
You're back in work tonight, my God.
So you sleep a big part of the day, then I presume, Dylan, do you? You got to go to bed now, you're probably tired.
Yeah, I sleep a few hours, yeah.
Well, Dylan, before you go to bed, we've good news for you. You're going to Manchester!
Oh, thanks very much. How did that happen?
You're very welcome. You were in that draw to win that trip to Manchester when your name came out of the hat, and we said we can't wait to ring Dylan and pretend that we're just getting our other players lined up, but in actual fact, you are going to Manchester, and obviously along with that 6 month Now Entertainment membership, which I'm sure you're buzzing just equally as buzzing about. So you're on that trip to Manchester. You got a 5-star Gotham Hotel in Manchester for two people
stay.
For 2 nights. How about that?
Thanks very much, guys. I'm going to skip home now. I'm not even going to drive home.
Exactly.
And I'm so happy for you. Enjoy every second of that, Dylan, and lovely to chat to you.
Thanks. Lovely to talk to you, guys. Thanks very much.
Have a great day, Dylan. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I just
want to welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Oh, it's Friday!
Oh, thank God for that.
Oh, I feel free.
This is great.
Excited.
Needed.
And I'm not working again until Thursday.
Oh, what a great day.
Yeah. I love Sabrina Carpenter. She is my new favourite celeb. I haven't actually had like a girl crush in so long. And like, I guess just a little superstar that you can see on the rise.
She's really bringing like pop music
back.
Like it's like OG pop.
She's so likable and she's such good crack and she's well able to stand up for herself, which I love as well.
Yeah.
She obviously just started the Short and Sweet tour.
Oh, she's her head screwed on now.
You know,
that
I
girl.
Heard another radio presenter the other day by accident calling it the Sweet and Sour tour.
Sweet, another one. I did it a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
That's so funny. Anyway, the Short and Sweet tour is underway. And she was accused by some fans of not singing live, right?
She would never.
How dare you speak about her, Sabrina, like that? She's got a beautiful vocal situation going on. And she clapped back by saying, not singing live. Do you want to talk to my sound engineers? Right? And then she was on stage last night and she completely ditched her backing tracks.
Go on.
To sing Espresso. She just put it to the haters of, look at me singing live. Bells and whistles here, you know, for the concerts and all that. Someone on Twitter here saying her completely removing the backing track for the next show. I'm crying. She's so petty. I love her. So good.
She does seem like a petty kind of person, but like in a very fun way.
Yeah, yeah. Even on some of her lyrics on her album, if a guy was to mess her around or whatever, she'd be like, you watch yourself. Yeah. Like, I'd say she would take petty to the extreme.
I know you're not into movies or anything like that, but I want to bring you back to Toy Story 2. And at the end of Toy Story 2, they have a character, Barbie, and she's this like, she's kind of waving goodbye to everyone who's in like the cinema, being like, bye bye now, bye bye, bye bye. And she's like, is everyone gone now? Can I stop smiling? And Sabrina has basically done that for her own gig. So at the end of her gig, she comes on, she's like, I hope you had a great time hearing me sing. Of course you did. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so funny. She's like, bye bye now. Drive safe. Have a great day. Am I done? Can I go? And I'm like, I love her.
Yeah, she's
so much.
Just asked, how much do you fancy her?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
10.
906.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
I feel like I finally got karma for always leaving work that little bit earlier than everyone else.
Little bit?
Thanks, Emma. I've already got the karma, okay? I'm going to explain the karma. So I feel like this has been a tough week anyway.
Yeah, it has, you know, in fairness. You didn't need this.
I didn't need this week. I failed the NCT. Well, actually, I didn't fail anything. The car failed the NCT. And that wasn't great. And then I left work early the next day after the show. I was finished all my work and I was like, okay, well, I have nothing else to do. There's no point in me sitting here twiddling my thumbs.
I agree.
Time to go. Bye-bye.
I think any boss listening, if your work is done, go.
Yes, dead right. I think we'd be great bosses.
I think so too.
Is your work done? Grant, bye-bye.
Yeah, fair.
Good luck. Get
fair,
out of my sight. So that's exactly what I did. I would like to, just for my boss, I was like, I'm going to get out of his sight and I'm going to leave. And so I left and I was halfway home. I was on Camden Street and Callum texted and he said, you need to come back because we need you to record something for a future show or something. And I was just like, ugh. Okie doke.
Oh, you didn't even say bye to me that day. Because Callum was like, is Dave gone? And I was like, I don't know. He didn't say bye.
I did. I said bye going out the door.
Oh, I must have my headphones on.
It must have been a very bye, guys. Because I did not.
It's not like I would ever be sneaking out. I'm always bye.
It is 10:30. Yeah. And I am leaving.
It's 10:30. I've been here half an hour more than I need to be. Goodbye. So I left and he texted me. He said, I needed to record some stuff. So I had to come back. Now,
I was like, you don't need to drag him back, do you? Sure, me and Ash will just do it.
Yeah, yeah. But no, Callum said, no, I want the full compliment.
Yeah,
I want
the three of you are here. I'm having the three of you.
Yes, Emma, Dave and Aisling. Mm. So, right, I came back and I decided I was only going to be needed for 2 minutes. Mm. So I stopped right outside the building on the path. And that's where I decided to park. Mm. And I looked around.
So you were feeling so lazy, you weren't even arsed driving down to Drury Street.
Yes.
Which is
10 metres away.
And a 2 minute walk.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. So I left the car there, like I've done many times. And I looked left and I looked right and I said, there's no one around.
The problem is Dublin City Council are right next to that place.
Yeah, they are. And so I went upstairs and I recorded my bits. And then Callum was like, hey, will you also do this thing? And I was like, okay. And I did that. And he was like, oh, also, will you talk to Nick about this? I was like, okay. So I talked to Nick about that. And then I was like, can I go now? Because I'm on double yellows on the path. I was only meant to be here for 30 seconds. He was like, yeah, go. And so down I go in the lift. I get into my car and I actually look at the wheel and I go, this is a great day. No clamp. Thank God. Time to go home now. And what's that on my windshield? It's a parking fine for €80.
80 quid.
And
I just
put it next to the NCT fail sheet. And I just looked at the two of them and I went, well, that is an ugly looking seat. It was not
that
nice.
That was not a nice all. Week.
And I texted Callum immediately. And Callum, look, I actually felt so bad because I was just like, it was 100% obviously my fault. I parked on the thing. Poor Callum was just like, no, oh my God, let's ask if we can get it paid for you. I was like, stop, it was my own fault. So, no, I did. I went home and paid it immediately. I didn't find it too bad, to be fair, because it wasn't a clamp.
Did you think it was a prank? Because if we can throw it back to maybe 3 weeks ago, when Dave was running into the building after
again,
parking on the pavement, me and my girlfriend Jess left a note on his car being like, next time we'll clamp you. But this time we didn't clamp you. And I promise you, before, I don't even know if this was a thought in your mind, I did not rat you out.
No.
I would not be a rat.
Well, you see, this is the thing. I got some messages on my Instagram when I put up the fact that I got a ticket, right? This came in from Lee. He said, the clampers must listen to Fully Charged or Callum or Spin. They drew attention to your illegal parking. And I was like, they did indeed.
Mad. These clampers and people who give you fines just move among us and you never know that
you never know
there.
Where they are.
Because
yeah.
I'm like, in that time, who on earth was just passing? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But like, see, there's a van.
How many of them is there?
There's a van that goes around town that has on the back of it. It's like, this van might pull over at any stage to stop illegal parking. And I was like, so you're going to park to stop illegal parking? So I got some other messages. Alana said, stop the world, I went to get off kind of vibes because I was just having a very bad week. Mm. We got one from Lucy that says, make Callum pay, he manifested this. We got one from Emma saying, plug in that scooter.
Oh!
We got one from Linda that says, it can only get better, chicken. And then we got one from Hazel. And it just says, just stop driving, love.
Oh. Hey, I managed 31 years without a car and I'm still loving life. I've never had a parking
ticket.
And
he doesn't even have a scooter. How do you survive, actually? Just in your
the bus.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Ray in 070 Shaking Escapism on Spin. We were just chatting off air about what a powerhouse Ray is.
Unbelievable.
So cool.
We love her.
She is a moderate. And even Beyonce shouting her out saying she loves Ray. It's huge.
That's so cool.
20 past 8 on Spin. I came across a story this morning and I am like, sign me up. Where can I buy one of these?
Oh, go on.
Have you ever looked at like a pet, a dog or a cat or whatever, and looked at their quote unquote furniture where they nap and where they lie yeah. and go, wow, that just looks so cozy. Yeah. I wish I was small and could be somewhere like that. I in particular get jealous of the cat or small dog ones. You know when there's like a little hole and it's all covered and they just go into their darkness and just yes. like a little cave and a little blanket underneath them. Oh, heaven.
Oh, I've many of these, yeah.
Well, there is now something that is on the market. It's called a snuggle pod. This is not a sponsorship in any way. I'm just telling you. It's from Silent Night. And they're only like 25 quid. Right?
This sounds like a sponsor.
But what
thing.
These are is they're literally a pet bed, but for humans. These ones now at the moment, I haven't seen them with the ones that I explained, like the enclosed ones.
Yeah.
More so imagine like a dog bed lying down with a little bit of height around the outside. But people are saying online who've bought these that I don't even get on the couch anymore. I just watch the telly lying on this thing.
Right.
Sleeping on the floor has never felt so good. And you can see people online like reading their books on them, putting a blanket over them. It just looks like heaven. I think it's a really good shout as well.
If it's like a giant beanbag type.
Essentially, if you don't have a spare bed for someone staying over.
Just put them on that.
But isn't it a fantastic idea? I'd sleep on that happily.
Really bad for your back, surely, though. There's no support or anything like
maybe,
that.
Maybe. Well, they do say, I did read it earlier and I didn't bring it in with me because I was like, that sounds like it's we're sponsoring it. But I think it's good quality. Like, I think they do look after you in terms of, like, mattress and stuff as well. And then in case you spill your drink or whatever on it, it's like a pet one. You can take off the cover and wash it and stuff. But I was thinking about other stuff that animals do and have that I'd like a go at and stuff I would not.
Go on.
So, for example, I would like to play fetch.
Yeah. We easily arranged, by the way.
100%. I think like training or working out, why hasn't human fetch become a thing? I'm going to kick the ball. Okay, you're never going to be as fast as a dog to grab it in your mouth, but just go get it and bring it back.
I'm trying to think of, I'm like, swing ball, kind of. I don't know, yeah. Baseball, kind of, because they bring it back to you. Like.
I suppose, yeah. I would not like to eat dog food, though.
No.
Of course not.
Not good.
I would like a human-sized hamster wheel in the gym.
Now, that would be fun.
I would much prefer that to a treadmill.
I'd like to be able to, like, run on a hamster wheel and then hang on and, like, go upside down. I think that'd be deadly fun.
Every time you do a kilometre, you can just do a spin.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. I would not like to drink out of a dog bowl. I don't think it's smart. I think it'd be too messy and too hard to get a good glug. Mm-hmm. Like, a good glug. I sometimes feel sorry for a dog picking it up with their tongue. I'm like, that. You can't get that much of water into you when you're just picking it up with your tongue.
Yeah, it's kind of gross as well.
I would like a day at the groomers.
Oh, no.
Sometimes I get well jealous of them in their little little bath, getting shampooed head to toe, gorgeous blow dry, a bit of a nail clipping.
Hop up there on the table there.
Like, women do several of these things separately.
Yes,
like getting their nails done, getting their hair done, getting
their brows
done.
But it's all in one building.
They're getting it all done in one go and they come out fresh as a daisy for the next few months. Big into that.
That's great.
I wouldn't like to have to go to the toilet outside. It's very cold.
Mm.
Wouldn't be into that. I would like to be petted for long periods of time.
Okay.
So jealous. You're getting a lovely scratch behind the ear for ages. Your belly's being rubbed constantly.
You're such a Labrador.
I am. But I wouldn't like to be brought for walks at times that doesn't suit me.
Yeah, okay.
If I'm just chilling here in the sun, found the sun patch coming through the window, and you say, come on now, dog Emma, let's go for a walk. I'm like, pal, it doesn't suit me now. Can we go in an hour?
I getcha.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm trying to think, I don't want like rotten tennis balls that are like have all saliva and all
of it.
Do you know what I mean? Don't want that kind of vibe for a pet.
But you would like dog toys.
But I would like dog toys. Especially, actually, I kind of want like cat toys. Do you ever see like the castles that cats have? Or they have like little drawbridges up near the roof. Do you know what I mean?
Jealous of them. It's like the fun house for cats.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine being able to climb into a treehouse in your own house.
Every day.
And then just nap in there. I think that'd be just unreal.
I think cats have it way too good, to be honest.
Yeah, they do. I'd love to be put down.
Jesus Christ. No.
For now, though, I'm not well. I'm not okay. I'm kind of freaking out internally, to be honest. I have a lot of worry and anxiety on behalf of you, Emma.
Thanks, Dave.
And this is just...
appreciate that.
I never really get this because I feel like you're a grown-up.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? But it's just you've got a lot on at the moment, okay? Like, if you think about Emma, right? She's great at her job. She's great with people. She's not great at staying awake for long periods of time.
to be honest with you.
Absolutely fair.
She loves a sleep, right? I mean, I know the last 2 years we've been on this show, we've hung out a lot. Mm. But there are a lot of things you've nearly missed or missed completely because you've texted me like 2 hours ago, like, yeah, I fell asleep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. And this is what I'm worried about. Last year at the Radio Awards, right, which are tonight, by the way. Last year at the Radio Awards, Emma, you went to bed at 11 o'clock at night.
I was so tired.
You were wrecked. And that's absolutely fair enough.
I missed 100% of the crack.
But you did. You absolutely did.
I woke up so fresh.
And so then I remember me and Ash had to go up to you and be like, are you all right? Like, do you want to come back down? You're like, no, I'm fine.
You were Aisling and producer Callum came into the room to try and wake me. And apparently I was just gone.
You were kind of like, no, I'm fine. I'm back to sleep. And then when the next morning I was like, do you remember us going into? You're like, no. You have no recollection of it.
Now, when I'm out, I'm out.
You're out for the count. Now, this is why I'm worried. Because you have to get up early tomorrow morning to get a flight to Spain.
Yes.
Because you're going with your fella. Your fella's going before you as well because he's flying from a different airport. So he's flying at he's going to arrive at like 10 in the morning or something.
Yep.
And you're meant to fly at 2, which means you got to be in the airport for 12, which means you got to be on the air coach at Stephen's Green for 11, which means you got to leave Kilkenny, which is where the Radio Awards are, for 9 o'clock.
I feel sick all of a sudden.
The Radio Awards, I feel like you missed 100% of the crack last year, so I think you don't want to miss that again this year. So I feel like you're going to stay up a lot later.
That's our funeral for the portal could win an award. What can we do if that happens but party?
We are up for Radio Moment of the Year.
Would you believe for doing a funeral for the Dublin portal?
Along with all these incredibly serious stories, and we're just like, hey, RIP the portal, guys, huh?
But anyway, it's besides the point. I'm freaking out because Emma has to leave Kilkenny by 9 o'clock. But I'm thinking, in order to get a good Radio Awards, like the entire industry, you gotta go to bed at like 3.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean? That's only 6 hours to drive then from Kilkenny back and park on Drury Street and get the air coach for 11 to be in the airport for 12 to get the flight for 2. I'm worried that you won't get up. The other reason I'm worried is the person you're rooming with is Michaela Hayes. If there is one person who's worse in the mornings or worse at waking up, it's Michaela Hayes. Michaela rocks in, having driven from wherever she lives to the building, and you're like, morning, Michaela. She's like, don't talk to me. She is terrifying in the morning.
And her show doesn't start till 10.
So
she has a lion by our standards.
That girl is going to be no help to you whatsoever. Jesus. But we're leaving it in her capable hands, are we? That she's going to get you up for this flight because...
The woman who won't speak for the first 2 hours.
Exactly.
Of the day.
Now, she might wake up and just throw stuff at you and that'd be kind of entertaining. So I'm worried and I'm kind of thinking, I don't want to be worried. Let's make it fun. Do you think Emma's going to make her flight? Let's make it a little bit of a game. Do you think that Emma will make her flight? 087 711 1038. Voice notes are welcome on this. Yes, she will miss her flight. Or no, she won't miss her flight. What do you think? 087 711 1038.
Sorry, putting the question as, yes, she will miss her flight.
Yes, she will miss her flight. Or no, she won't miss her flight.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be so fun.
So scared.
Will Emma miss her flight? Oh, yes or no? The reason for this is because we have the Radio Awards tonight. They are in Kilkenny. Emma has a flight to Spain tomorrow at 2 o'clock, which means she needs to be in the airport for 12, which means she needs to get the air coach from Stephen's Green at 11, which means she needs to leave Kilkenny by at least 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. But the Radio Awards go on very, very long, and Emma loves a sleep. Like, I don't think you've ever slept for less than 17 hours.
Sometimes I say I go into a coma.
You really do.
It's very hard to get me out of that
coma. You've missed a couple of events and things like that.
Yeah.
So what do people think? Will Emma miss her flight?
Lorraine was in touch.
Morning, guys. Emma will 100% make that flight.
Oh,
a little bit of confidence there.
Yeah. I know why as well. Everyone knows. I got the bikini wax.
I'm going
on that holiday. Ed, what do you think? Hello.
How's things?
Good
really
man.
Good. Ed, what do you think? Will Emma make this flight? What's your prediction?
She absolutely will. You have this, Emma.
Do you think so, Ed?
You got some confidence in Emma.
Yeah.
Have you any tips for her?
Just keep saying it in your head. I need to get up. I need to get up. The holiday is waiting.
Yeah, the holiday is waiting. And why do you have so much faith in me, Ed? I don't understand. I love sleeping.
Yeah, I don't know where you're getting this faith
in. I also love sleep, but when you're talking about like leaving Ireland to go somewhere nice, it's like you're gonna have to look forward to that.
It's a different exciting. Mind frame, isn't it? Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so there's no missing this flight for me, you're saying. I love this confidence. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Enjoy.
See ya. Have a great day.
Talk to you later.
Well, then, there we go. I don't know where they're getting this confidence. Yeah, I know you. I've been there. I've witnessed you either being late for this show or being late for an event or missing the event completely.
Mm-hmm.
You think events you've been actually excited for.
God, Dave, you're really stressing me out here. Listen, I have a plan. This is my plan I've put in place, okay?
What is your plan?
Shower tonight at the end of the night. Come in, get the makeup, get the hair washed so you wake up feeling fresh and clean. None of that hassle in the morning. Save yourself a shower in the morning. Two, I have packed my physical alarm. So I'm not relying solely on my phone or my Apple Watch.
Oh, poor Michaela Hayes is in a room sharing with you.
And that alarm screams the house down. So you got the physical alarm, you got the Apple Watch alarm, and I got my phone alarms. Jack, my boyfriend, has said he will start making calls to my phone at 8 a.m. Okay?
Okay.
He will start until he gets an answer, and then he knows the situation.
That's very nice of him.
I'm going to check into the hotel and ask him for a hotel wake-up. Okay?
Oh, that's very clever.
Mm. I have asked Michaela to keep screaming her classic, oh my God. Until I'm forced out of the bed.
Emma, oh my God.
Give it real loud as if it's in the morning.
Emma, oh my God. Yeah, it's Michaela Hayes here. You're in Kilkenny. You need to be in the airport. Oh my God.
That's exactly what I'm hoping that she'll do for me. And finally, and this is where you two come in, the final responsibility of whether I'll get my few days away with me fella is on you two.
Oh, God.
If you don't hear from me...
She wants to use our private plane, Callum.
If you don't hear from me by 9 a.m. and you don't bang down that hotel room door, I will never speak to you again. I'm joking.
Michaela Hayes just texted me. She just went, you're dead. I've never been more terrified in my entire life.
She didn't say it like that.
She did. She said, you're dead.
It's not like that, though.
No, she went, you're dead. Oh, my God.
Recharged.
Good morning. This week on the show, we're teaming up with Super Value to celebrate dinner time well spent. Don't waste dinner time eating mediocre food. Make yours a dinner time well spent with the best fresh ingredients and expertly prepared meals from Super Value.
I love Super Value so much, and I'm not just saying that because they're on the show.
Great deli.
I mentioned earlier, great deli, lovely butchers. If you're walking around with your hands full, a guy came over to me and asked and brought me a basket, just being sound. You don't get that in other shops.
No.
I suppose maybe doing some, but not all. Okay, we want to give away this €200 voucher for Super Value, our last one of the week. Ali, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Any plans for the weekend?
Working.
Oh, you're working all weekend. What do you do, Ali?
I'm a swim coach.
Oh, fair play. Okay.
Legend. Oh my God, I used to love my swimming lessons. They were so fun.
What's your favourite stroke?
Just the plain old front crawl, I think. Nice and simple, nice and fast.
Very nice.
I love a duck dive, mate. Good crack.
A duck dive, yeah, yeah. I'd love it to be able to do a butterfly, but I cannot.
That's okay.
No.
Maybe Ali can teach you
sometime.
Yeah,
no, it's not my strong point either. It's okay.
Ali, you were listening to a clip of one of either Emma, Dave or Aisling's friends or family talking about a meal time. Have a listen again.
This person served me a slice of homemade soda bread, which he had taken a bite out of. And now I get what all the fuss is all about.
Okay.
An English accent. Who is that person, family or friends with? What do you think, Ali?
I think it's Emma.
Why do you think it's Emma?
I think it's her new fella and she's introducing him to the soda bread, but she just got so excited she had to take a bite as well.
Interesting.
Let's check if you're right, hon.
My name is Jack and I am Emma's boyfriend.
Oh, at least we got confirmation, because we've only ever had confirmation that Emma's boyfriend is called Jack, but we've never actually heard Jack's side of it. We've never heard him actually admit to being your boyfriend. So that's good now for both of you. Congratulations, Ali. You got a €200 voucher for Super Value. Nice one.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Have a great weekend, hon. Talk to you later.
Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. It feels like everyone's just in such great form this Friday. Mm. I love it. We mentioned Jade, former Little Mixer, on the show, obviously has launched her solo career. I reckon soon we'll get through all of the Little Mixers, because this morning we are joined by Perry.
Hey, this is Perry. Forget about us. With Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
On the show this morning is the brilliant Perry Everett.
Do you know what? I'm really excited to hear your accent, Perry. That's mainly what I'm really, really excited about. Yeah, you've such a cool accent. I've watched interviews from you in the past and I'm just like, I just want to talk to her just to get her accent.
Oh my God, I never feel like that's a thing.
I'm really excited for Perry to sing for us.
Yeah.
So off we go.
That's Perry. So funny. Nothing beats the Irish accent though.
Do you think so? Yeah.
It's so good.
That's funny.
Irish and Australian, I think, are just up there.
Yeah, yeah, Australians are very, very nice.
It looks like you were talking to us from your wardrobe, and I'm instantly jealous. Is this just where there's good sound quality? It looks like you've got a colour coordinated situation going on there. Is that where you are?
I know, I'm so proud of it. Yes, I know it's a bit random. I'm so sorry, but it's because my mirror has like built-in light, so I feel like it's the nicest lighting.
Oh.
So I've just sat plonked in my walk-in, but and it is colour coordinated. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, you've got all the nudes going on, all the lovely creams and whites. Very jealous. Talk to us first about the new single and also the upcoming debut album.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited. I'm literally so excited to have this song out. This song's been like my favourite from the beginning. Not that you can have a favourite child. I know that's not really a responsible thing to say, but yeah. I do absolutely adore it. I just love the concept. I think it's so cool. I think it's like fun. It's empowering. And I just think you can relate to it in all different ways. I think everyone can take from it what they kind of feel. And my album coming hopefully at the start of next year, I'm just absolutely buzzing for. Like, I think that's what I'm the most proud of, my album.
Yeah.
Like, it's what I want everyone to listen to and sit down and like have a moment with it. Like, I just absolutely love it. I'm so proud of it.
And how does it compare, that feeling of anticipation as a solo artist now?
It's weird. It's strange. It's definitely a lot more pressure and a lot more to kind of focus in on.
You don't have the WhatsApp group chat to be like messaging in.
Yeah, what do you think of this?
Yeah, we've got a group chat.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, the three of us are in a WhatsApp group.
That's good.
But yeah, it's just a bit weird, I think. But what I love is that we're all doing like different things and we're all just having fun with it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like, of course there's pressure and of course it's like wild to be out there on our own, but I think we're just loving what we're doing individually just for fun. Like, it's just what we wanted to do and
would
try. We've always got that.
Would you share teasers into the WhatsApp group chat for each other?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Cool.
Although it is quite exciting not knowing what is going to happen next, but we're just all so individual, so I think that's why we all knew it'd be all right, because we're so different.
Yeah, you can kind of go on your own exploratory journey. I heard an Irish artist being asked this question recently, and his answer was just so interesting. When did you realise that you had a really good voice?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I feel like I've always been okay at singing. Mm. Maybe it went back to like the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star days. Maybe I was all twinkle twinkle while everyone else was on deaf. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think because my parents are singers, it's always just been the norm for me.
Yeah, similar to your situation, Aisling. Aisling, parents sing all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm basically the same as Perry Edwards.
Yeah.
When it comes to singing. Before we move on from the album, Perry, I did want to ask you, you recorded it at home.
Yeah, I did. I obviously wanted to do the solo artist thing just to try, have fun. I love music. Like, singing is my happiness. Like it just makes me so happy and fuzzy inside to sing.
Oh, that's a great soundbite there, isn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is I become a mum, and I was obsessed with being the hands-on mum, and I didn't want to miss anything, and I wanted to be there, and like the mum guilt was real, like it was real. And my lovely fiance Alex, he just said, well, why don't we just build a studio at home so you can do both of the things that you love? And I'm like, and that right there is why I'm gonna marry you. Because honestly, he's just like, he's the best. And it did really work. I felt like I could be in writing sessions, I could be with like a group of people doing what I love, making an album, being creative, and then just nip out for bath time and nip out for like little moments. And he was coming in the studio a lot. And like, I don't know, I just feel like it just meant a lot more to me to have it made at home.
Really nice.
Are you, I know he's still playing in Turkey, are you flying over a lot? Are you learning any Turkish? Are you?
Yeah, do you know, last time we were there, we left like the cinema or something and we closed the door and Axel was like, "Teşekkürler." And I was like, sorry? And it just came out with like, thank you in Turkish. And I thought, that is wild. It just shows how much toddlers are listening when you're not aware that they're listening.
That's cool.
Yeah, but it's a really hard language to kind of get your head around. So I'm struggling a little bit. But
fair play though. Giving it a go. I like it.
That is the lovely Perry on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. And we've more to chat to her about.
Hey, this is Perry. Let's get about.
Obviously, you've gone on your own now, you're gone solo, but even in the band or even from wherever, what was your I've made it moment?
I think there's two. and it sounds really silly. One is it's obvious when we won a Brit, and when we won our first Brit Award, me and the girls were like, oh my God, we're actually credible artists. Like, we have made it. Like, this is wild. And then I think another one, which is really weird, is probably the first time I went to Disneyland.
Right, go on.
Ridiculous, but I remember we went to Disneyland Paris. That's the only one I've ever been to. I've been there like a billion times now. But I remember growing up as a kid, and we could never afford to go somewhere like Disneyland. So it was always just like a dream of mine. And then when I got older and I got in the band and I got a bit of money, I was like, I'm going to Disneyland. I don't care how old I am. I'm going to live out my childhood dream. And I think that's when I was like, oh, wow, I've made it. Because I was in the castle getting pictures. I was getting a special treatment. I was at the front of the queue for the firework display. And I was thinking, that's oh, so my
she
God.
Got that, she got that skip the queue band.
Skip the queue pass. And I was absolutely buzzing. I was thinking, holy sh.
I think that's my favourite answer that anyone's ever had to that question. That's fantastic. Disneyland. I love that.
That's fantastic. Speaking of being a big kid, you do have your own kid who's probably in your eyes getting pretty big. He's 3 now, Axel, yeah?
Yeah, he is.
And I know.
Where does the time go? I feel like he's essentially a baby.
I know. I notice Axel is, I suppose, an anagram of Alex, which is your fella's name, and his dad. Mm-hmm. And I kind of reckon that your next kid, if you should have one, should be an anagram of Perry. That's only fair.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think it's fair, but I've tried. It doesn't work.
No, it does, girl. It does. I've got it sorted. See,
we got the creativity in Ashling Bonner, Perry. Don't worry about it.
So there's one very obvious one, Perry. Pierre.
What? It's quite cute. I quite like Pierre.
Unfortunately.
People misspell my name as Pierre a lot, so it kind of works.
It's very French, though. It's the only downside.
It's a bit French. And in France, French. I imagine Pierres are dime a dozen.
Yeah.
So here's a few that are not so common. We've got Repier.
Repier?
Yeah, Repier. Rareep.
Rareep, I like.
Rareep.
They're very French.
Oh. Yeah. They all sound French, actually.
And maybe a good Halloween one. Reapier.
Wow.
So there you go.
They're very interesting options. I'll keep them in mind.
Here's Axel and Rupier.
I'm happy with that answer.
It's like, oh no, Perry's gone mad. Oh crap.
Listen, let's play a little game we like to play. We like to pun up your name and get some juicy questions from you. Barry Edwards, first of all, rhyming your name up. What is your favourite fruit?
Oh gosh, I've never been asked this question before. Maybe a mango.
You always get asked the best questions on Spin. Just make sure you remember that. Okay, how about this one? Perry Jedwards. When's the last time you saw Jedward?
Oh, a long time ago. The last time I saw Jedward was when we were speed dating on X Factor.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Tom and Jerry Edwards, what's your favourite kids' cartoon?
Spidey and His Amazing Friends.
Really?
That sounds like a modern one, is it?
It's cool. I love it.
Don't think
love
that was
the
around
theme
in our
tune
day.
As well.
Okay, Spidey and His Amazing Friends.
I'm here for it. It's great. You should watch it.
Will do.
Not the most perfect rhyme, but Mary Edwards. Do you have any plans for the wedding?
That's so weird. My mum literally said to me this morning, are we going to start planning this wedding? And I was like, yeah, should we? I feel like we know exactly what we want. We just haven't officially planned it.
Yeah, good.
If that makes sense.
What kind of ideas do you have? Do you know kind of an idea of a dress that you'd like to wear or anything? Or
I'd recommend a white dress.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good idea. I don't know what kind of dress I want, but I do know like who's who at the wedding. So I do know like
bridesmaids.
Who's going to walk me down the aisle and who's going to do this and things like that. I've kind of put into place.
Very nice. Very
but that's
cool.
That's about it.
What about Perry Edwards? What's your Nando's order?
Oh, gosh. I love Nando's so much.
Shocking.
A sunset
you are
burger.
English.
Yeah, I love the sunset burger. I love the fully loaded fries.
Mm.
They're new. Have you tried them? They're banging. I love their gravy. I love their olives. I love the Perry drizzle with the hummus.
I'm starving
I
now.
Literally eat that the whole menu.
When you're in Nando's, your head must just be spinning the whole time.
There I am.
Where's Perry? Who's talking about me over here?
Why haven't you done a collab with Nando's? That needs to happen immediately.
I know. Do you know what? I did an advert with Nando's quite a while ago, actually, and it was pretty fun. And I got a black card for it, so that was good.
No.
Oh, awesome.
Do you ever use the black card?
No, because the lockdown happened. I feel like I've been robbed.
Oh my God.
I feel like I should get a new one because technically I didn't get to use it.
Yeah, fair.
Right.
All right, last one, Perry. Ferry Edwards, when was the last time you were on a boat?
Oh, The last time I was on a boat was in Portugal, and we decided to take a yacht out, and it was my idea of hell, and I was tempted to swim to shore to get off.
Are you sick?
It was absolutely horrendous. I thought I was going to die. It was like, you know them TikToks? Yo.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Pirates of the Caribbean stuff,
Oh, I was ill. I wanted to get off that straight. Like, honestly, it was my idea of hell.
Why?
I was trying to get my mum to swim to shore with me, but she refused.
What? What was wrong with it?
It was just so... It was so choppy. So windy. Like, things were crashing down. Glasses were smashing. The chef, might I say, very bougie. Our chef lost all of the food. It was crazy.
God, that sounded like hell.
Another world. I love it.
Listen, Perry Edwards, an absolute joy to have you on the show this morning. Thank you very much, and best luck with the new single.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers, on. All right, it's time for one more tune. This is the part of the show on a Friday where you get to choose the song that launches the weekend. We all tried to pick something different, and normally I'd go for more of a hip-hop or a dance tune. Not this week. Everybody
wanna steal my girl. Emma Nolan. Everybody wanna take her away.
Couple billion in the whole wide world. Find another one because she belongs to me.
Ooh.
Don't know why that was in my head this week, but it is, and I'm backing it. One Direction and Steal My Girl. Want to hear it in full? Well, get Emma over in a WhatsApp, please. Going to need your help to get it on the air. 087 711 1038.
I've gone back to my emo roots. We're going for Fall Out Boy and a little bit of this. Ooh, here we go. How good is that? Fall Out Boy. It's called My Songs Know What You Did Last Summer. It's a very long title and it's a stunning tune. Callum is shaking his head. Apparently it's not called that. It's called My Songs Know What You Did In The Dark. That's the one. To be fair, you can understand my confusion. All right? So it's called that. And if you would like that to play as the last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 0877 11 1038. Have you heard a more impactful song in your life?
Yes.
And it's this from Aisling.
Aisling's left us this.
In honour of his debut album turning 20 this year, I have gone for James Blunt. Look who's alone now. It's not me. It's not me.
Those three wise men, they got a semi by the sea. Oh, what a tune. That is Wise Men by James Blunt. What a freaking great song. If you wanted to play in full, and I know you do, it is Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Come on, James.
Do you want to do something weird?
What?
I don't want any votes. Can you please all vote for Aisling?
No, or Dave.
No, go on. James Blunt, go on.
That is a fantastic choice.
I really, really want to go out to the weekend on James Blunt's Chevy. I didn't want to say by the sea. Aisling in a WhatsApp, please. 087 711
One more time around the block.
Okay, I've gone for Steal My Girl from One Direction. That's Emma in a WhatsApp.
Still a good choice. I have gone for My Songs Know What You Did In The Dark. Fall Out Boy. It's Dave in a WhatsApp.
Aisling has gone for, is it called Wise Men?
Wise Men.
Wise Men, yeah, from James Blunt. That's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Time to hand over to our producer, Callum. What's the crack?
Oh, that's me. Hello. What a week it's been. Aisling worked a grand total of 2 days.
Ooh.
It's the Radio Awards tonight.
Ooh.
And it's 82 days till the big fella comes down the chimney and gives us presents.
Ho, ho, ho.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of this week. Emma had a story about Channing Tatum earlier in the week. Or maybe I should say Shanning.
I want to talk to you about Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum.
Where did Channing come from?
My friend Emma in school just called him Channing and it stuck in my head. And I kind of knew she was doing it wrong and then I just got into it.
To be fair, I do call Charlemont Charlemont. Do you know like Charlemont Lewis stuff?
Yeah.
I always call it Charlemont. But it's Charlemont.
You wouldn't call it Charlotte. You wouldn't say Charlotte.
Charlotte's so funny.
Yeah. It's Charlotte.
It was pretty evident that even though she was here for 2 days, Aisling was never really with us this week.
We have a €200 voucher to be won this morning. All you have to do is identify which one of us Z's family member or friend
Z's
is talking about us about one of our dinner time.
She turned on
a mare.
After the mic went down, she was like, I think that was the worst thing I've ever said.
Just the gap, you could see the thoughts really processing in her head. Speaking of Aisling, she really threw it back to 2012 on Wednesday.
I'm off to Spain on Saturday.
I am actually. Banter, sorry. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I can't wait. Very excited.
Banter?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that'd be good banter. Sorry.
Explain.
Oh, my God, banter. Yeah, that'd be great banter for her. That's not weird. The Archbishop of Banterbury. Would you like me to say that instead?
That was excellent.
My favourite thing in that is she goes to say OMG.
Yeah.
And then she changes it to, oh my God. And I don't know why. I think just so she isn't that any more cringe.
Yeah.
And finally...
I'm in her head. I have her on strings.
And finally, this.
My poor little flaps.
I've been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits of the week.
Did you notice I'm wearing my Chucky Garcesh jumper?
I don't even know what that is. When I hear Chucky, I think of the horror movie or the Rugrat.
Chucky Garcesh means our session will come, and it was released during COVID.
Chucky Garcesh?
Yeah.
Stop, it does not say that, does it?
Yeah, James Kavanagh released these hoodies during COVID for charity.
I love it.
For frontline workers, and it was like, Chucky Garcesh, and rather than like, our day will come, it was like, our session will come.
That's amazing.
We were all locked up. Sorry, results of one more tune, let's get to that.
Yes, you have been voting for the last song of the show, and I can reveal today with 40%, the winner is...
Go on. No.
Mr. David Hammond. It was very close. Emma came second with 35%, the One Direction song. James Blunt only got 25%.
Oh my God, lads. Turn this up. You're going to enjoy the
and
hell out of this.
Go listen to James Blunt's first album. It's so good. Have a great weekend. Michaela's on the way.
Good luck. See ya. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.